Coming up on today's show,
I saw a world that seemed to fracture into camps and ideologies, and I thought clarity was hard to come by at that moment. I felt a need at that moment to reconnect with God. It was troubling time, and my faith became sort of a compass for me.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or .com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday when a new episode is released. Social media for this show, Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group whose members are both listeners and some past guests. I post a lot of exclusive content in there, meaning you won't see it anywhere else. There is no cost to join that group. The quick way to find it is the big white button that is immediately below my picture near the top of the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. I really enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. We are living in a time where sports training has become so specialized that teams will have a nutritionist that they rely on to make sure that their athletes are eating what they need and avoiding what they don't need to keep them in peak physical shape. We hear about sports drinks and protein bars and the like, and on the sidelines, you will see athletes consuming some of those very items during gameplay. I can remember many years ago traveling with the pro indoor lacrosse team I was with, and the specificity of the makeup of the pregame meal at the hotel because of the focus, because of the emphasis on best practices for athletes in that environment. We should be placing that same, if not a greater importance, on making Jesus the central point of what fills us up. Never mind going around town to fill a desire to dine at the finest restaurants or binge on a cheat food that you're craving. In chapter 6 of John's Gospel, verse 35 says, quote, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest started into Taekwondo as a youth, and by age 15, won his first Canadian national championship as a junior, and later earned the senior title at 21 years old. That same year, he had the honor of representing Canada at the World Championships in the Philippines. Over the years, he has competed in numerous countries under the Canadian flag. In addition to competing in the sport, he spent several years teaching Taekwondo. He has also led seminars in Mexico and Greece, sharing martial arts and mentorship across cultures and communities. On the faith side, he has a personal story of coming face-to-face, literally, with a pope. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Xavier Desonnet.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Xavier, in that intro, we certainly established that you are from Canada, but where were you born and raised, and what was the family size?
I was born in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So for people that don't know, this is where George St. Pierre in the UFC is born. He's born in a town not far from where I was born. And family size, well, I come from a reconstructed family. My parents got divorced very young, and my father remarried, and this new wife had two children. So we ended up in a family of six kids and two adults.
Meaning that there were four initially until you're
Exactly.
okay.
So I have two sisters and one brother, and then I have another stepbrother, another stepsister.
I'm guessing from some of what you sent me that you are a cradle Catholic. Tell me not only if I'm correct or not, but what the presence of the faith looked like in the Dezonet household when you were a young boy.
So yes, I am a cradle Catholic. I grew up in a house where from a young age, everybody's baptized. We went to church mainly on big holidays, but also for a certain amount of time, we went to church almost every Sunday, especially when I was in elementary school. I was a part of the church community at my elementary schools. So I would help out on Sundays. But if not, really a traditional upcoming, very traditional Catholic home.
The national winter sport in Canada is hockey, and the national summer sport is lacrosse because they play it indoors on the rinks that are not being used for hockey then. But Xavier, your sport seemingly has always been taekwondo. Was that, in fact, the only sport you participated in? But also, why taekwondo? How did you get introduced to the sport?
Let's go with your first question. So, no, I've played other sports. I've done gymnastics as a young child. I've skied a lot throughout the winters, our Canadian winters. A little older, I played a little roller hockey
Wow.
with the Roadrunners, which was a team from Montreal. I did judo, a little boxing.
Wow.
But you know what? I always circled back towards taekwondo. How did I get introduced to that sport? Well, my older brother, my stepbrother, was already in it. He was already a national champion at the time when I started. And when I started, I was 12, and I turned around to my parents and I asked them for that gift for my birthday, for my 12th birthday. I asked them, can I get 1 year of taekwondo lessons? So they obliged. They got me my gift, and that gift has lasted until today. I still practice, not as much as I used to, but it's an ongoing art for me.
But given all those other sports that you mentioned that you did play, what was it when you watched your stepbrother compete in taekwondo? What was it that drew you to say, out of all the sports that I'm participating in, this is the one that I'm going to ask my parents for this gift of 1 year?
Well, that was actually while watching a Bruce Lee movie, like many of us martial artists, that's what drew and it attracted a lot of people towards martial arts. There was a kung fu school not far from my house, which is actually what I asked my parents, but they wanted me to follow in my brother's footsteps, so I did. And thank God they did. It was life-changing for me. So,
Wow.
and we could really talk for a long time of how this impacted my life and many other people that do this sport. It's a
Wow.
game changer, and I feel most kids should practice martial arts.
Well, let's go back to the question I had asked you about the presence of the Catholic faith in your household when you were a young boy, because in the intro, I mentioned about your having had an experience with a pope. Go ahead and tell the audience that story, including the lasting impression it has had on you.
Yes, when I was in grade five, our religion teacher came to us and announced that we had received one ticket to meet John Paul II when he came to visit Montreal in 1984. And she went class by class asking who wanted to join. And depending on the amount of kids that would raise their hands, we would do a draw to decide which kid would get the opportunity to go meet John Paul II. Fortunately for me, I was the only kid in the school that raised a hand. So there was no draw. And I just got the free ticket, so I went with my religion teacher on that day. And we were sitting in the cathedral. We were somewhere down in the middle of the cathedral, and I was sitting in the middle of the bench. So I was not in the hallway where the Pope made his entrance. And as he walked inside the cathedral, the Pope was walking slowly, and he stopped at the lane where I was sitting in, and he made his way through everybody, came to me, stopped at me, and gave me a kiss on the forehead. And yes, to this day, I still wonder what happened that day, why me? Out of the hundreds of people that were in that cathedral that day, why did he stop by me? What happened that day? I don't know. I will probably never know in this lifetime what happened that day and why his eyes stopped on me.
Yeah, but clearly it has kept you thinking about that moment all these years later. And so some people might say, that's it. The Pope stopped and kissed him, and that's it. There was no dialogue. There was no photo. The fact of the matter is, as you just said, out of everyone in that cathedral, the Holy Spirit led him to you. And when you join Jesus in heaven, maybe that's when you'll get the answer. But
That's probably.
I do like that to this day, you still think about it regularly.
Absolutely. It's a mystery to me.
Well, and as I've said before, my spiritual director always says, life is not a problem to be solved. It's a mystery to be lived.
Absolutely love it.
So, Xavier, let's combine everything that we have talked about up to this point. When you competed in Taekwondo, no matter the age, the level of competition, the country you were competing in, did you bring your Catholic faith with you? I'm thinking maybe a prayer beforehand, or attending Mass the morning of, or prayer after you were done competing, or anything of that nature.
Not specifically for Taekwondo. At a very young age, with my religion teacher, I've learned to pray every night. When I was younger, I couldn't quite explain, but it was something was missing if I went to bed at night and I didn't have my prayer with God. So every night I would pray. I would say, probably since the age of 7 or 8 years old,
Wow.
I've prayed every single night, and I still do to this day.
Wow.
Of course, when competition came around, my prayers would get adapted to the circumstances to make sure I was in my best shape, that to make sure things would go well for me, and if they didn't, that lesson be learned at that moment. And for sure, when success would take place after competition, prayer of gratitude would happen that night for sure. But no, I wouldn't say I prayed specifically in these instances or I did anything particular because I was competing. Praying every night has been part of my routine since I was a kid.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe, from what little I know about Taekwondo, I believe that it is a sport where you would not be in a position to have, say, a rosary in your pocket or a scapular in your pocket because.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. All jewelry must come out. So, yes, sometimes I did have a necklace, but all that has to come out. When you're competing, it's the Taekwondo uniform only.
Yeah, it would be a safety hazard if you had it in your pocket and it fell out.
Exactly.
Friends, I hope you have heard this news by now, although whether you have or not, it still bears repeating. Alliance Catholic Credit Union created Alliance Catholic Foundation to increase opportunities to minister to the community. If you are interested in promoting Catholic culture, become a friend of the foundation. When you join online, you will receive a welcome packet and have an opportunity to open an account with Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at alliancecatholicfoundation.org. Federally insured by NCUA. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. Alongside the support of our advertiser, I also rely on listeners like you to help keep this show going. The late Catholic priest and spiritual writer Henry Nouwen said that giving is a way for someone to place their own heart into God's work. Over the years, guests and listeners have done just that for Catholic Sports Radio, helping make it possible to keep going strong. For more than 6.5 years, I have shown up every week to do this show, not as a job, but as my ministry. And just like any ministry, it takes resources to keep going. Equipment, hosting, outreach, a whole lot more. Keep in mind that this is all just me, meaning that resources I don't have are staff or interns, and that I don't get any income for doing this. When you give, whether online through the blue Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net or by mailing a check, you are not just helping with expenses. You are stepping onto the team. You are joining in the calling God has placed before us. Please prayerfully consider making a one-time gift as part of your tithing. I will be honored to thank you publicly or keep you anonymous if you prefer. Together, we can share Christ's light through the world of sports. Xavier, back in the intro, I mentioned that you spent several years teaching Taekwondo, but what I did not say was that that was at a center for children facing hardship. This sounds very spirit-led, very servant-oriented. Tell us all about that experience.
Well, yes, it's actually where I learned the importance of serving. I went to this school not because I wanted to serve. I went to this school to teach because a friend of mine, a coach of mine, had to step away for a little bit and asked me if I could take over in his absence. And so I did. So I didn't go for serving, but that's why I stayed. I stayed because I found the value of helping and serving. And although I did earn a little income doing it, it was very little. I don't mean to get political, but one of the famous line that I like about Charlie Kirk is one where he says, parents often say the world is a better place because you're in it. But I think this bears to become a question where we ask ourselves, is the world a better place because you're in it? I think learning to serve others is one way to have peace of mind when you lay your head on the pillow. It's not just about not or avoiding to take wrong decisions or taking the wrong action. It's about proactively taking the right ones, ones that make the world a better place. And when I mean world, it could be just your community, could be your family, could be your friends, it could be very small. But I think at the end of the day, and that's the lesson I learned from that place, is I think all of us need to make sure that the world is a better place because we are in it, maybe small or large.
Now, this center that you taught Taekwondo at, what was the age range of the children and how are you defining hardship that they were facing?
They were young children, between 6 and I would say 13, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. They were on the east end of Montreal, where at the time this was considered the poor neighborhood. These were kids with, you know, either single family homes or some of them placed into guest homes because their parents didn't want to spend time with them or couldn't afford to take care of them. Others went to school with an empty stomach, you know, parents really, really modest financially at best. Mm. So these were the kids, something I had heard of but never experienced firsthand. And teaching to them was an honor for me.
Yeah, and this is the beauty of sport. This is Taekwondo, in Xavier's case, becoming a universal language, because all of a sudden it doesn't matter what your social status is, what your economic level is, or what religion you practice, if any. The fact is they could all come together through the sport of Taekwondo and, dare I say, forget about their problems for the whatever it was, 1 hour lesson or 2 hour lesson or 3 hour lesson. And I'm assuming, Xavier, that the parents did not have to pay if they were facing hardship. They probably did not have to pay to send their children to the center. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct. I would enrich your last line by saying these kids actually were craving to be a part of something bigger than them, craving the discipline, craving the limitation that Taekwondo would put on them. They were not allowed to do just anything they wanted. They had to show up at a certain time. They had to behave in a certain way. They were not allowed to fight in school. They had to have good grades in school in order to pass their belts. So it was something you could tell, and I didn't know, I learned it from them, that these kids craved this, and they would become great children after practicing Taekwondo.
Wow, what a great program. And I imagine that whether they knew it or not, they probably also craved fellowship. They also probably craved community. And so they are in community with children their age that all had at least this in common, meaning Taekwondo.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. The friendships were formed and it became a small family. We didn't travel abroad, but we traveled within the province to compete. And it was really phenomenal for them to see how they reacted to the achievement of the obstacles they had to face together, because we would compete and they would compete against other children that had the means financially to train 6-7 days a week.
Wow.
And at the beginning, we only trained once a week, and then it became twice and three times. we were limited with the funds that we had, but it was amazing to see them overcome many of the obstacles, some that they never knew existed in their lives.
Yeah, and that's just a great example of doing the Lord's work, being in service to your community without even preaching to the children. And so I'm glad, Xavier, that you shared as much as you did, because I think in my head, at least, I don't know about the audience, but I was picturing that this was just specific to that one facility. Now that you're telling us that you traveled throughout the province, I think that really does show that these kids got a whole lot more than just showing up to learn the sport and that's it.
Exactly, 100%.
I have a feeling you're going to use the word grace, but I would love to have you take us deeper into the sport of taekwondo as it relates to those listening that are not familiar with it, that might only view it as a combat sport, meaning they feel that it's not how a Catholic should behave squaring off against an opponent as such.
Well, you know what? Grace, totally. It's definitely part of it, but not the delicate way people sometimes would imagine. In Taekwondo, grace shows up as discipline in motion. The respect that one another shows when engaging in a combat, we bow to one another as a sign of respect to one another for the training that we have both done on our side, the country that we're representing, and we acknowledge the strength that it takes to get and the courage that it takes to show up in the ring. Taekwondo is mainly courage. It's the courage to step into the ring when you know you're up, your opponent might beat you. You might lose that day, no matter how much training you've done. It's just part of the sport. That feeling of stepping into the onto the mat or into the ring, knowing you may lose today, takes a lot of courage. And I think courage is one of the four virtues of the Catholic religion.
Well, I always go back to Baby Joe Macy, a former heavyweight champion that I had on this show way back on, gosh, it might have been episode 9 or 10. And I kind of put the same question to him about how does that look as a Catholic to be stepping into the ring knowing that you're about to pummel your opponent? And I'm very, very, very much paraphrasing this, but his answer was basically along the lines of, no, I'm not going in there with hate in my mind. I'm not going in there to see if I can hurt my opponent. I'm just going in there to win a boxing match. And so I think with taekwondo, Xavier, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you're saying, oh, we're not going in there to see if we can hurt our opponent. It might be a combat sport, but we're not going in there with that mindset.
Absolutely. We don't go in to face an opponent with anger or ego. You know, that could be at the beginning of taekwondo. Many people get into it with ego and anger. But when you stay long enough, that goes away and you just compete against yourself. Taekwondo is not about the physical skill. It's really about the character.
Wow. Wow. On your LinkedIn profile, it mentions that you are a member of a group on LinkedIn called Catholic Professionals, meaning Catholic networkers. This is a great teaching moment for those in the audience who just can't get over the hump when it comes to bringing their faith life into a work environment. Xavier, can you tell us why that's important to you, as well as the choice to not hide your light under a bushel when it would be easy to say, whoa, 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 this is LinkedIn. This is a professional platform. I'm not going to display my faith on here.
Of course. You know, when I was younger, I didn't openly display my faith. I was concerned about how others might perceive it. Over time, I've come to value authenticity, not just in others, but in myself. And the search for the integrity can't just stay confined to my personal life. It has to show up in my professional life as well. You know, since embracing that mindset, something I didn't expect actually took place. Clients began reaching out to me with their church fundraisers. That's the business I run. And I found that becoming transparent about my values, it has been meaningful personally, but what I didn't expect, it was actually, it made my business stronger. You know, the faith and work don't have to be separated. In my case, integrating them has shown to open doors for me.
Fantastic. Fantastic. In the lead up to this recording, you told me that, quote, you felt a renewed need to connect with God during the pandemic, end quote. Take us back to that time and what that resulted in?
Well, there's moments in life when I think everybody remembers that instance. And I think the pandemic is one of them, although it's not a single instance, but everybody has their take on this. And I saw a world that seemed to fracture into camps and ideologies. And I thought clarity was hard to come by at that moment. I felt a need at that moment to reconnect with God. It was troubling time, and my faith became sort of a compass for me. It helped me discern what was right, what was wrong, and make decision rooted in conviction rather than fear. So I found myself praying more often during that period. I was asking for guidance, I was asking for strength, and above all, I think I was asking for wisdom to navigate with integrity. And it's a moment that touched me because I can note, I can touch the need to reconnect with God during that time.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I think there's more to it that you're going to add on when I ask you. I want to close by having you tell us all about your wife, how long the two of you have been in the sacrament of holy matrimony, as well as the family that the two of you have made.
Yes. My wife, my kids, they're the most important people in my life. They're the strength behind everything that I do. My wife and I just celebrated our 20th anniversary last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful.
That was a milestone. It reminded me what love, patience, and shared purpose, when you combine these three together, what a couple can build together. I try not to let other people's opinions shape me, but the exception is my family. The opinion of my wife, the opinion of my kids, what they say about me, the way they perceive me, the way they look at me, the way they talk about me behind my back, and the way I'll be remembered once I leave this earth is the most important thing that I do in my life. I take comfort in the love and the support that my family gives me, but I take more responsibility in this relationship, and I carry it with intention.
But how old are your children? Because I believe that the quote that I read before, where I said that in the lead up to this recording, you had told me that you felt a renewed need to connect with God during the pandemic. I believe you tacked on to that, that becoming a father has helped you to connect further with God. What are the ages of your children? And do I have that statement correct about what I just said about you and your children and your faith?
Yes, 100%. Also, there's different moments in my life where I found myself, and when I mean reconnecting, I don't mean that I've ever lost connection, but I find that during these moments, there's a special connection at that moment. I find that my prayers at the moment are more meaningful. Sometimes I find myself praying every night, and it's almost like a routine. I do it, and sometimes I feel I connect more than others. And during the moment where my kids were born, absolutely. And to answer your question, yes, my kids are 11 and 13. And when they were born, definitely, I thank God for the beautiful gift I was given.
And when you say that you feel differently in your prayers, I can see it, because if you're a single guy, if you're a single gal, you have a different environment that you're in, your prayer is going to be a lot different. All of a sudden, you take on the responsibility of being a parent, and yeah, your prayers are going to be a whole lot different at night.
They're so different. And it's the moment when you learn and you realize that you can love something more than you love yourself. And that changes the prayers. It changes what you want out of life.
Wow. Wow. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Xavier, so great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. God bless you and your family.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Audience, we didn't talk too much about the coaching that Xavier did. I don't want to leave that by the side of the road. At the same time, I just thought that it would be appropriate if we close this week's episode with an athlete's prayer, because he did compete in the sport so much. So let's pray that together right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For I asked God for strength that I might achieve. Instead, I was made weak that I might learn to humbly obey. I asked for help that I might do greater things. Instead, I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praises of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. Because I am among all athletes who have been most richly blessed. You see, I lost by inches, but I won by a mile. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.